ways. The Lord has begun doing things and moving and building up the team and preparing our hearts for ministry. Do you understand what I'm saying, Mode?
Yeah.
You want this book for me?
I was sharing with the guys this morning before we got here that I believe we're on track. I'm agitated in my spirit. You know, it's like a sand in an oyster shell.
In a what?
Anyway, like that, I'm just praying to hit the mark. Praying to hit the mark, you know? Trying to explain to Elise a little bit, and you know, asking if she understood the things I'm talking about, and it helped to say I want to drop the ring in the fire of Mordor, you know what I mean? You know, Frodo with the ring, I've got to hit the mark. The mark is to put the ring in the fire. The mark is to see the Lord glorified. And anything between there and here is a miss. It's not on target. So that, you know, yesterday we're moving down the path. I mean, glory. Yesterday we're moving down the path. Yesterday morning the Lord really moved, and He's going to move again today. And to the team that went out yesterday, to Rui Sharik, thank you. And then last night, I feel we're getting closer. Today's significant because two things. One is today we announced to Treb that we're coming. We announced to Treb we're coming. So that is the focal point, Treb. And the other significant thing about today is that we get to lift up Pui Sharik. Tonight in Pui Sharik, this is the bottom. When you see the place where we're going to play tonight, you'll see what I mean. This is just the bottom.
It's beside the church in Ruins.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Ruins, and they said. Ruins. But I know in my heart, I love the bottom. And I already sense a certain boldness coming out in me for tonight. There's something about God's economy in these things. How the Lord, you know, we've had middle class, you know, like last night's group in general was kind of a middle class, my age and older, you know, mm-hmm. who are, you know, not so impressed, maybe, a little cool to the message, a little, but I would dare say, Caleb and John, have you seen Pui Sharik yet? Okay. Did Caleb seen it, Brendan? Did y'all see the place we're playing?
No.
Okay. I would dare say there's not a lot of activity that goes on in that place.
Oh yeah, sure.
That honors the They don't have, it's not a pretty little village. It's, you know, those who saw it, you know what I'm talking about, but there's a place where we're playing that's kind of really off the path.
Everybody knew where it was.
Yeah. They'll hear us. It's not a big town, so they'll hear us. But anyway, Jesus wants to meet Puishirik tonight, and I think that there's some that, what's the passage of scripture of inviting people to the banquet and nobody would come, and so he says, go out to the avenues and the byways and invite them and all the way down to the derelicts. You know, Puishirik is that kind of place. And anyway, it's a significant day and night. And what we're going to do this morning is we're going to wait on the Lord and we're going to go ahead and continue edifying the group. And let the Lord draw you. Let the Lord draw you to Himself. And we'll have lunch, which will be here before you realize. And then we'll rehearse afterwards, just going up yonder. And then we'll take a break. And at 4 o'clock, we'll head out to Treb to announce tomorrow. It's a big village. There's a lot of activity in Treb. That's why they have an arena that holds 2,000. And I don't know how many of these we have, but between now and tomorrow night, we want these to be gone. These perspectives, you know? So, in Treb, we'll split up into two groups at a minimum. Two groups of musicians. We've already got two groups of musicians, essentially, who can play independently of each other. And a non-French speaker with a French speaker. And get these out in Treb and beyond. Even in Carcassonne, I'm gonna pray that the Lord gives us boldness to be excited about what He's doing. And I love these concerts. I think they're exciting. I think they're worthwhile. I think people should come hear what we're doing. And that's what this is about. This isn't a campaign. It's more of a, we want to share from our heart the resource that we're excited. We want you to do this with us. So, okay, I'm done, I think. Worship a little bit and we'll turn to Adam. I'll be honest with you, the only thing I don't like is what I'm doing.
Yeah, what I was doing.
What do you mean?
I just I'm not sure, Adam. What do I mean by that? He said, "Well, the only thing I don't like is what I'm doing." These are good times here. Let me express to you how pleased I am. I'm pleased. I'm very pleased. I'm impressed, actually. I'm impressed with the musicianship, the performances. I'm impressed with what the Lord is doing in your lives. Someone translate if there's any problem with what I'm saying. I'm struggling to hit the mark. Next. question. Put them up.
On both sides.
It's like an arrow target.
Attend the
dude. It's gone.
You know, I live my life, I have lived my life and continue to live my life as though every day was strategic. And I, I feel like this is either the beginning or the end. And what I mean by that is that see, I have to be careful. I can't measure these things in worldly or even like American terms. We say, you know, we have a campaign and so many came to Christ and we feel like that was success. But there's a lot in the balance right now. I'm not discouraged, I'm concerned. I'm concerned that what the Lord is doing through me and my words, I'm concerned about that. I'm concerned that so the only thing I'm not pleased with is what's happening with me and my position. I'm increasingly impressed with what's going on with you guys. So, Brendan, am I expressing this well?
I think so. Well, you said you couldn't do this in the American way and measure terms by so many came to Christ. That is a very unbiblical way of looking at things. That's very unbiblical.
You mean the American way?
I'm not saying just the American way. I'm just saying for people that have to measure to say, okay, this many came to Christ, and that's not how things work. Yeah. People were converted by discipleship, and I mean, Jesus isn't about the masses; he's about the one. He didn't train 3,000 people. He trained 12. You know what I mean, so
mm-hmm.
In that way, you shouldn't even you throw it off that whole mindset.
Yeah, I'm not a slave to that mindset. I'm just making sure we understand it. That's not how you measure it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I hear the desperation in the church here.
Right.
I hear it, and I.
Maybe they think that since we come from that background, that that's how we do things. We're going to save masses of people, but.
No one can save a soul outside the Holy Spirit.
You're right. Well, you know what I mean.
I understand. I do. Yeah.
Do you think that's what?
No, I think the church here is of that mindset where you've got to get out there and you've got to buttonhole as many people as you can and pump the gospel, you know, the condensed gospel into them and try to evoke a response as quickly as possible. I think that's the mindset that they have.
That's not going to happen.
And that doesn't really work very well. It only works on people that are, you know, ripe fruit ready to drop. Kind of thing, and that's not what we're here. I mean, that's not an accurate picture of what we're trying to do. that you know, we're working in a much more
bigger picture.
You know, there's a spectrum, or there's a continuum from hell to heaven, and we're trying to move anything in that direction that we can. And whether or not somebody crosses that line where the cross of Christ is only one point on the whole spectrum of taking people from hell to heaven. You know, so anything we're doing, everything we're doing is moving in that direction, but it doesn't look like a lot of results because we're not seeing people cross that point on the spectrum as at the point where salvation occurs. But that's what the people are looking for, I think, because that's what they, the way they, that's their, the way they've always looked at it. That's been their mindset.
And that's how they talk to us.
And that's how they talk to us. But we who have been around Steel Creek Church for a long time have come to look at the picture much more, with a much broader vision of what it means to minister the gospel. And, you know, I don't think we have to worry about that, other than we may need to, at some point, still may need to explain our heart to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not, this is good to have a discussion because it helps clarify. I'm not concerned. My concern is hitting the mark. I'm talking to everybody. So. Oh, okay. I'll look at you at least. My concern is hitting the mark that the Lord has set out to do the work. Ephesians 2:10. The work He has prepared, I want to execute. But you understand, executing the Lord's will means a lot of things. One, we have to understand that He has a will. Two, that we're submitted to it. Three, that we're prepared for it. Four, that we're ready to go. You know, five, that when we see a distraction, we know it's a distraction. I need your prayers. I need your prayers. People will identify with me on that stage. They just do. You know, I'm the storyteller, and I'm not sure I'm telling the story. I feel mute. You understand that word, mute? We're getting closer. We're getting closer. I'm not sure this isn't exactly what the Lord wants. I'm not sure it's the Lord who's kept me mute. I'm not sure. But it frustrates me, and it caused me to pray more. Because I'm asking the Lord to give me the liberty to tell my story, to tell the story. And in His power, you know, in His presence, with His anointing, with the way He does things.
And at the same time, Greg, you had the apostles converting 3,000 people a day in Acts. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to play devil's advocate or anything. I'm just saying our measure of success will be our measure of faith. And I feel like the Lord will burden you with something, and then He'll give you a promise, and then you obtain it. That's how the conquered kingdom is exactly what we're talking about. And So the measure will be by your faith, not necessarily the amount of people, but at the same time, your faith will determine it. Not as far as like, you know, some perfect setting where the numbers will be totally considered, but I just mean like that's how you'll see your success. Mm-hmm. And that's something that you don't have to worry about, you just have to believe. Yeah. It's something you can't change by taking years and years of friendship. It's something that you have to put in.
I agree with that.
You know what I mean?
Something's gonna happen, that's for sure.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but for it to happen,
subtle attempt to of salvation.
For it to happen, you gotta let God just work. Don't keep that weight on your shoulders. Give it to Him.
Are you feeling a need because of French, or is it because of other things too? Like, if you could speak French perfectly, would you say anything differently?
I think so.
Yeah. In that case, you might want to consider having a translator there the whole time. Just cheering your heart.
Well.
I think the fact that you're speaking French first, so people can connect.
Right.
If Adam comes later, I think it's all right. So we can translate what's important to be said.
And at the same time, if God wanted you to speak French firmly, he would allow you.
I know. And you have to understand, too, this is all a walk of faith for me. I have not pursued French. I've never wanted to be able to say it's in my strength that I do these things. John has walked through so much of this with me. I've never wanted to put myself in a position where I could say I'm strong here. You know.
Well, when Greg was talking earlier this morning about hitting the mark, when he said it again just now, you know, that reminded me of David and Goliath, you know. David wasn't particularly strong. He was skilled in what he did, and he had 4 extra stones in his pouch just in case. You know, he was prepared, but it wasn't what he did in his own strength that killed Goliath. It was the Lord that guided that rock right into the right, into the mark.
And the Lord gave him boldness and faith.
He had boldness and faith. He wasn't afraid to stand up to him.
That's right. And that's what you're talking
about. And that's where we all are right now, I think. We're here in boldness and faith. We absolutely are.
Well, this whole team is a result of faith. The whole measure of 2 weeks and 7 concerts or 6 or whatever it is, in front, that's all that is a measure of faith and believing and agreeing with the Lord that he was going to fulfill that part. So, but this is a very specific battle. And the Lord has a very specific plan. And I don't think he's going to give it to me a week ahead. I think that he's going to give it to me. I'm anticipating it. I want you to, you know, I appreciate your statement there, Brandon, because I have an expectation that the Lord will create the burden that creates the faith to take the stand to move the way he wants. And pray for me for tonight. I think there's something very significant about Puy-Cherie. There's something very significant about honoring the bottom.
I'm not trying to say I don't see faith in you. I'm trying to say as far as pursuing faith, it's perpetual action that we have to continue. We can't stop. And that's all
right.
I mean by 3,000. And then again, you know, God can do so much more than that, or he can simply build up the church a little bit more. I'm not trying to put stipulations on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to say there's something more than subtle here. Something more than just, you know, small approach. And then I'm not saying you're taking it. I'm just saying I'm warning you that don't think you have to do that just because you're in France and just because you're surrounded by extremely powerful enemies. That doesn't mean anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying your faith is what's going to carry through all that. And so is ours, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to just do whatever I can do to stand up for you.
I think we need to just do what the Lord has set for us to do, some of which is evolving as we go.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not for us to go and create the result. It's for us to stand there and fling the rock, you know, to swing the sling and fling the rock.
Yeah, right.
And it's for God to guide it to its targets. You know, I think that, you know, there's the element of understanding the heart of the Lord, which we're learning, you know, hour by hour, as you said. But, you know, hour by hour as we go, we just do it in faith the best that we know and let the Lord continue take that and to do what he wants with it, you know. We don't have to feel too agitated about it, you know what I'm saying? Because it's, in the end, it's going to be the moving of the Holy Spirit that brings, you know, 3,000 converts or not, depending on the Holy Spirit and what he wants to do. It could be that now is not the time for the big moving of the Holy Spirit, but it could be like after we're gone, you know. I mean, we might be setting off an avalanche, but we didn't get caught up in it ourselves, you know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We don't know. All we have to do is do what we have before us to do in faith, which is what we are doing. We'll see, you know, we may see some results, we may not see them until after we're gone and we'll hear about them.
I can be certain there's already results.
Well, yeah, I mean,
no, I'm just saying, just
significant physical results.
But I mean, you can't put this many believers in one spot and the Lord not affect the people around us. It just doesn't happen. So I'm
kind of shy about last night. I shared with somebody else when I was last night. I know that God opened hearts because he kind of showed me. We were on stage right before you started the Oh Happy Day, and then you started sharing about heritage and
slaves,
faith, and such and such. And Frankie and I were in the corner because we were getting ready to snap, and then we were in the corner, like in the dark corner, I think Jim was standing over with us. And I looked at the moon, and it was covered in clouds. Like, I saw the moon was covered in clouds. And, like, immediately I thought of people's hearts. So immediately I prayed that God would open the hearts of the people, like, right now, because this was his time to open. And, like, seriously, all of a sudden, the clouds started splitting. And then I hadn't seen it. The moon wasn't covered the rest of the day.
J'ai remarqué que si je pouvais vraiment faire une musique, je trouvais ça cool. Comme tu dansais, puis tu. Je trouvais ça cool. Une latine que t'as pris.
Merci.
I think some people might be asking the question why they're here. And I would encourage everybody to ask the Lord as we sit before him. Let the Lord speak to us why we are part of this endeavor.
Is it discouraging for you to hear me talk about this?
I know he's going to do something big.
Greg, I keep coming back to Jesus said it, he's the way, the truth, and the life. The truth, the truth, the truth, the truth. The truth hurts sometimes. The truth is not always pretty.
Oh, yeah.
But the truth is always best. The
truth sets us free.
And we want to sugarcoat things and make them look good. Maybe to make us look good. Maybe we think we're making God look good. He said, truth. Truth. It's about truth. And we're struggling. We're having problems if we see something. Truth is, you know, it's better than pretending everything's okay. Like that. Mm-hmm.
Adam, to respond to what you just said, I think I agree. I want the Lord to definitely show each person here his heart towards them and the significance of that. Because as I struggle, and I don't mind struggling, you know, I'd rather wrestle with God than wrestle with him and rest in him than to take the high road. I don't like the high road. You understand this high road? I don't like the easy way. But any message that would come to the team that says that you're not part of this is really wrong. And one of the ways that the Lord has confirmed to me that he's doing these things is your presence. So without your presence, we would not even be where we are. We couldn't even begin to think about these issues. And there's huge significance in your presence. And there's huge significance for your future. You know, the Lord works in two ways. He takes your life and he goes through it and cleans it and sanctifies it and brings it back to himself as an offering. Right? So, I mean, I've seen some tangible examples around us of the Lord working in someone's heart to change us. That's the one way he works. That's the one of the ways that this trip will be significant for you, is God's going to move in your heart. The other way that you can be sure to be significant is for your future in the kinds of things you do that he'll burden you to do. And as he cleans up our heart, our life is yielded to him. And when it's yielded to him, he gives us one burden after another to execute. So, this is my burden, and I want to execute it well. It's not about working on it. It's about discerning. I want to discern it. Understand? Discern? I want to discern it well. And this notebook here is full of this discernment. This notebook started in October, and each page is about France. Each page is about what the Lord's been doing, and conversations, and meetings, and discussions, and prayers. And it's almost full. I've got about 4 pages left to fill. And I want the Lord to write that story. Write that story. And
I'm just curious, how many people here already would say that already this has changed your life, our trip? It's a bunch of people already. I expect that by Sunday afternoon, everybody's hand will go up. I'm trusting that it will.
We're just about my struggle. I find out that discourages people when they say that.
As far as the whole trip, and I know you this morning you said everybody should, as on an individual basis, we could all open up ourselves to the Lord to see why we're here. But I heard this might sound funny. I heard Kami say that she didn't know why she was here, and I got the vision of you know, in the Old Testament, the sacrifices were unblemished. They're like whole. In other words, they couldn't have any defect. And that came to my mind. I was thinking, God made a divine decision for each individual here, like everybody. And I feel like outside of that would be blemished. Does that make sense? Mm. So just the divine decision itself is enough to be a reason to be here. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So it's that sacrifice to God, which is, and
there's lots of high places around.
There are lots of high places.
Get a thigh.
Get a thigh.
That's good. Or an arm. Should you eat it?
Calling them orcs.
Who's that? Yeah, we're gonna eat it.
Chris?
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Alright?
The boot me.
God would remind us that we are his body. We are in Christ. Christ is in us. And we're called. We're called to be on this trip. We're called to be his people. We're royalty. We are people of encouragement. Saints. We're redeemed. God bought us. He wanted us so badly that he bought us. The ultimate price. Each one of us. He cared about each one of us. Individually. Precious in his sight. He hides us under his wings. He protects us. We're warriors. He sends us into the battle. He protects us. He fights for us. He fights with us. He fights in us.
Seigneur, parce que tu réponds pas aux prières juste à moitié, Seigneur. Seigneur, tu me fais réaliser, Seigneur, que... Seigneur, on fait partie d'un miracle en étant ici, Seigneur. Seigneur, du monde qui ont prié, Seigneur, que... quasiment qu'ils puissent venir ici, Seigneur. Seigneur, puis on est venus ici, Seigneur. Sans le savoir, Seigneur. Seigneur, je sais qu'ils ont... Qui n'ont pas juste prié, Seigneur, pour qu'il y ait du monde qui vienne, Seigneur. Seigneur, on prie pour qu'il y ait des changements ici, Seigneur. On prie pour qu'il y a des cœurs qui se repentent, Seigneur. Si on veut voir, cette prière-là s'accomplir au complet, Seigneur. Seigneur, je te prie de donner d'encouragement, Seigneur, à Jean, Seigneur. Seigneur, qu'il puisse voir ta promesse s'accomplir en entier, Seigneur. Seigneur, je te remercie de nous avoir choisis, Seigneur. Tous ceux qui sont ici, Seigneur. Seigneur, c'est ton désir, Seigneur, que chaque personne qui est ici soit ici, Seigneur, autour de cette table, Seigneur. Seigneur, je veux juste te remercier pour ceux que tu nous as choisis, Seigneur. On t'a promis, Seigneur.
This is the word that the Lord gave in October through Adam to me that really spoke. And we've used this expression, I fail to pass this on to you in this trip. C'est suivez nous, mais finalement le but c'est de voir celui qui nous suivra. Follow us. But finally, the purpose is to see the one who we follow. I'll say it again. Suivez-nous, mais finalement, le but c'est de voir celui qui nous suivons. Follow us. Finally, the purpose is to see the one who we follow. Lord God, fill that. Lord, fulfill this. Lord, by your Spirit, fulfill this. Qu'est-ce qu'on dit en français pour ça? Fulfill.
Accompli.
Bless you, Lord. Can we continue, Adam?
Alors, j'ai été. La première chanson qu'on a chantée, c'est Dieu, tu es grand et digne de louange.
So the first song we sang is called God, you're great and big and worthy. Great is the Lord.
Sir, c'est ça.
No, but
what's the name of that song in English?
I don't know. Digne de louange is worthy of praise.
Yeah. Well, here's me. Great is the Lord. Oh, okay. No, that's what it's written.
Save this on the list.
Mais j'ai trouvé cette chanson, c'est vraiment une chanson pour nous autres parce que ça dit Dieu, tu es grand et digne de louange dans la cité de Dieu, la ville sainte.
So the song talks about how it says God. You are great and worthy of praise in the city of God, the holy city.
Je sais pas si Christian il avait choisi cette chanson là pour cela, mais c'est le où ce qu'on est maintenant, ça s'appelle la cité.
And I'm not sure if Christian chose the song on purpose like that, but it happens to be that we're, you know, in a place
cité,
called
the
La Cité.
The word La Cité, you see the sign everywhere. La Cité.
Et puis je crois que vu qu'on est ici, Dieu est ici, alors c'est la cité de Dieu.
So since we're here, we recognize that God is here too, and we call this la cité of God, the city of God.
Et je pense que c'est vraiment la chanson
qui m'a vraiment parle de ce que nous vivons, parce qu'elle dit, Seigneur, nous voulons élever ton nom et nous te disons merci pour ce que tu fais dans nos vies. Puis je pense que Dieu, il fait beaucoup de choses dans nos vies au travail de pendant cette mission ici.
So, again, the song is really powerful for Caleb because just in considering all the things that God is doing in our midst and in our lives, and the particular part of the song says, Lord, we want to lift up your name and we want to tell you thank you for all you do in your lives.
And Lord, we want to lift your name on high and thank you for the works you're doing
in our lives.
The works you've done in our lives.
Yeah. And also it says, God, you are big. You who gives us the victory. You help us to overcome the enemy.
Dieu, tu es toi qui nous donne la victoire. Tu nous aides à vaincre l'ennemi. Il faut se rappeler cela aussi. Que Dieu est là et puis il est là pour nous aider à vaincre l'ennemi. Même si ça semble que c'est une bataille qu'on peut pas gagner. La victoire est à nous.
So we just want to be reminded that the victory is ours. Even if it seems like the enemy is bigger than us, God has won the battle, and we have the victory. Well, it's really interesting, Ray, that you bring up that sentence because the phrase. Because that is the very thing that God is burdening me for to speak Sunday. It is straight out of the heart of God because John 6 is exemplifies. What we see happening here, and particularly Jesus in that particular chapter of John 6, had fed the 5,000 people, plus the women and children, you know, and with bread, and the people followed him after that. The people went after him. They were convinced. And it says that the reason they followed him was because they saw the miraculous signs. And Jesus continues across the Sea of Galilee. And the next day, the crowd didn't realize that he had left already. And they want to follow him again to see if he'll perform another sign. But Jesus tells the crowd, you are looking for bread that will perish, but I will give you bread that will not perish, and you will eat this bread and you will have eternal life, because I am the bread of life. And he said, you follow me not because I am the bread of life, but because you had your fill. You ate the bread and had your fill. And God has really burdened me that we may see people that have followed us all the way to Sunday, that have followed us for the music, that has established a connection with them and has satisfied a tiny part of their desire to connect at a deep level. But what they don't realize is that connection is something that it's not going to completely satisfy the desires of their soul, their heart. And God's heart for these people is, they have already, Jesus said, what must we do for the work of God? And Jesus said, the work of God is to believe in the one whom he has sent. And he said, he who comes to me and believes in me will have eternal life. So these people are coming. They're making the first step of coming And but I'm gonna. I really feel like the Lord is wanting to challenge these people. They have taken the first step to come to the Lord. The challenge that God has is by the power of His Holy Spirit that they would believe in Him. And so this whole idea of suivez-nous, mais finalement le but, c'est de suivre celui qui nous suivons. I think even better than voir is just to put suivre. So that's just what I feel in my heart right now, and so I'm really glad that the Lord.
He's saying, follow us, but finally the person has to follow us to the one who we follow as opposed to see the one who we follow. He's stressing the change. Follow us, but the purpose is to follow us to the one who we follow. Something's going to break out tonight in Priesthood Week, I promise you. The Lord is going to move in the future. This is in His heart. We'll say more about it later. Yes.
Well, we were singing that song, Shout to the North and the South, and it's almost like God was saying that's a mandate to do that. It's like God was giving us permission to go ahead and do it. It's really cool.
Do we have a song like that in French?
Sorry.
I don't mean that song. A song that has a similar message in French.
Well, it's something that they're going to do right on.
We can think about it.
Yeah. Well, I'll pray the Lord gives us a song like that in French, because that's a song of deliverance. We need songs of deliverance. Deliverance and freedom. Father, protect us, Lord. As we begin to discern what you want, Lord, I just pray, Lord, like a shield, Lord, you would protect us. And help us to move in your battle plan, Father, but keeping our eyes on you and you only, Lord, for you are the arm of salvation. You're the arm of strength. It's by your strong arm, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you answer the prayers of our hearts.
Lord, just like that song said, right? I think it said, rise up, a crippled church. I feel like we're just a crippled Lord. And that you can cause us to rise up, Lord, and shout that message to the east and the west, Lord, the north and the south.
J'ai su les paroles.
J'ai amené mes feuilles.
Ouais, hein?
Great. You know, the song "Open." Did you feel the mountains tremble?
Did you feel the mountains tremble?
On l'a, la traduction en français.
Ouais,
pardon.
Il y en a, des paroles en français. Je les ai.
Actuellement. Mais c'est la même chose. Mais c'est pas ça. Ils ont pas la même chose en français qu'en anglais, cette chose.
Ouais,
c'est
ça.
Et c'est pour chanter dans un concert?
Ce serait pour chanter.
Chanter.
Non, avec le monde. Oh, that's an obsession. What can I do with my obsession? Just for friends.
They have a force in French.
Yeah, just
a force.
And my heart burns for you.
My heart burns for you.
La 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 la.
Oh my god.
I remember that song. Mm-hmm. Just, we have some time for that. Just
yeah.
Go ahead.
It's
afternoon.
I need something for tonight.
Well, I want the Lord to encourage each person.
Dieu encourage tout le monde.
So I'm gonna just pray that the Lord would move and lift us up again today.
And I'm gonna pray for que Dieu puisse bouger puis nous encourager encore aujourd'hui.
So Frankie.